I'm going to start in Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 through 14. And I don't care, you use the NLT or the King James, whatever you want. The NLT will be okay, I guess. Verses 10 through 14, I'm going to start there. It says, "But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse." You know, and you'd be amazed at the people that depend upon the law. I'm only going to say what the scripture says. "But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scriptures say, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all these commands that are written in God's book of the law. Consequently, it is clear that no one can ever be right with God by trying to keep the law." Nobody. You know, nobody could ever be saved by keeping the law. "For the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life." Faith. It's by walking in faith. And I don't think that we do a very good job of understanding. It took me a long, long time to begin to understand what it means to walk by faith. "How different from this way of faith is the way of law, which says, if you wish to find life by obeying the law, you must obey all of the commands." Nobody's ever been able to do that. Verse 13 and 14 says, this is the good news. Now, this right here, I've used these two verses to get more people healed than any other two verses in God's Word, and especially when it comes to sick children. I have used these two verses when you use 1 John 1:9 and you get people to confess their sin. And of course, the thing about it is that so few people understand God's principles that almost nobody believes in the church that I've ever met believes that a child is sick because of the parent's sin. And of course, you know, God doesn't do it the same way with everybody. He does all kinds of different things. I've seen different children hit or afflicted with different sickness and disease. And some are not afflicted at all. But I've seen everything almost imaginable, so I know God does it lots of ways. But when you've seen it as many times as I've seen it, you know the God that you serve and who he is and what he'll do. He'll always do what he said. I mean, that's just like Dave, the man who was just up here talking to y'all. I mean, a few years ago, 10 years ago or whatever it was, when I told Dave, I said, "I guarantee, son, if you will repent of all sins, we break the curse over you, I guarantee Jesus will heal you." And of course, he didn't say anything to me, to my face, but inside he's saying, "You can't guarantee God will do anything." Well, now then, he's doing the same thing I'm doing, isn't he, Betty? He's guaranteeing people that God will do exactly what his word says. Why do you think Dave is so bold with the word? Because he got healed, didn't he? When Dave did what God told him to do in the word, the king of the universe healed Dave Rosenfeld. And just like he was talking about little John's arm. I'm telling you what, you don't ever say anything about a man's faith until you've walked there. But I'll tell you, when your little son falls through the bed and hangs his arm in the steps and he breaks the arm, and you're going to believe by faith God's going to put that arm back together, let me tell you now, there is a man that's learned to walk by faith. There is living by faith. Now, that's what Jesus told us. The just shall live by faith. We are to trust him. But almost nobody today does that. Now, it takes a real man of faith that knows God's word to stand on these kind of promises. But just look what it says there. Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung upon the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scripture. Now, this is something. If it's written in this book, you can believe it. It's written. Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Through the work of Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessings he promised to Abraham, and we Christians receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Now then, let me take you to a scripture, Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5, and let's look at this. Although this is under the old covenant, I want you to see the promises. "Praise the Lord. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise his holy name." Now, that is another thing that almost nobody today, even people in church, when they get out of church and they go to a restaurant to eat, very few people that I know as Christians even think about blessing the food. You know, we won't bless things. We won't talk about Jesus. we're ashamed of our Lord, it appears. But the Lord tells us here, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. In fact, I got to tell you, last Sunday night, Cheryl and I and Eldon and Nancy, we went over to the Cracker Barrel to have dinner after church. We walked in there and we're standing in line. And of course, I don't like to wait in line. And so an older woman come in and she's sitting down there. She's having trouble with her feet. And so we started, so can we pray for you? Now we're standing in line with all these people at Cracker Barrel. Can we pray for you? And so we get a chair and get the woman sat down, and Eldon's caressing her feet, praying for her. We're just praying for this woman, and the man and woman that brought her over there, which was her children, I guess, they said, only could God do something like this in a line at Cracker Barrel. Never have we ever seen anything like this. Somebody that's bold enough in her faith to pray over mom here in the line, and we're praying out loud, Lord. Now, is that the way we should all be?
Yes.
I mean, that's the way we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be praising the name of Jesus, and we're supposed to be praying for somebody. And of course, we asked them if they were Christians, and they said yes. And said, well, can we pray for you? And they said yes. And so that opened the door. Always ask, because lots of times people don't want you to pray, even if they're Christians. Let me tell you, if I got something wrong with me and you're a man or woman of faith, I'm going to be looking you up to pray for me. Y'all know where I'm coming from? I mean, I'm not going to be prideful and say, no, it's all right. I don't need no prayer. I never met a man or a woman that didn't need prayer. Have y'all? I have wives. You have no idea how many wives, women, come up here and they've got a problem. Pastor, I need you to pray for me. I said, well, your husband could have taken care of this, but my husband just won't pray for me. That just blows me away. I said, is he a Christian? Well, yeah, he's a Christian. He goes to church. I said, and he won't pray for you? No. I'll tell you what, he's not much of a Christian. He's one of those that don't believe the word. I mean, I look for things to pray for Cheryl for. If she's got a problem, I want to pray for her because I want to see our God do something great for my sweetheart. I don't want her to have to go around with something. If I can pray and pray in faith, He promises to answer that prayer every time, doesn't He? Yes, and so when I believe that, wow. Because just look at that after I'm redeemed from the curse. Then He says, I need to praise the Lord. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. I will praise the Lord. I tell myself, and never forget the good things He has done for me. And of course, the King James says, never forget the benefits of the Lord. His benefit package. Well, let's see what they are, verse 3 and 4. He forgives how many? Does that line up with 1 John 1:9? We pray and ask Him to forgive us, and then we throw that sack over our shoulder and just drag it along with us. Have you ever repented of that? Oh, yeah, 1,000 times. Well, when are you going to believe it? When you believe it, you only have to do it one time, right? I mean, He tells us this all over the Word. He forgives all of my sins, and then He heals all of my diseases. So if we believe the Word, we've been redeemed from the curse. And like I said, I don't even know how many children this last year and the last couple of years, right here in this building during healing school, we have another one, the second Saturday of every month, have been for many, many years. In those healing schools, I love to see our Lord heal His children. And I love it when He heals them instantly. I love to watch Him do that. I just stand in awe at God when He heals eyes or allergies, asthmas, you name it, we've seen Him do it. But He forgives all of my sins and He heals all of my diseases. And then He ransoms me from death and surrounds me with love and tender mercies. Now, I like that one, don't you? He ransoms me from death. That means I don't have to die early. You know, I can live out my full life. And He fills my life with good things, and my youth is renewed like the eagles. What if you've read that and you think, well, okay, so He renews my youth like the eagles. So what does that mean? Is He a faith God? Somebody says, well, Lord, I found in Your Word in Psalms 103, You said in verse 5 that You renew my youth like the eagles, so I claim that by faith. I'm getting younger instead of older. Somebody said, you are a nut. Yeah, I may be. That's okay. I'm one of those nuts. Being a pilot, every couple of years I have to have a physical. So I have to go to the doctor. The physical I got from the FAA doctor, the last one I had, when he got through checking my eyes, he checked my distant vision, he checked my close vision, he checked everything about me, And he said, are you 70, 71, I guess 72, somewhere in that neighborhood. He said, at your age, he said, you got to be under some stress or something. There's got to be something wrong with you. I said, did you find anything wrong with me? He said, absolutely not. He said, I had many young pilots that come in here ain't nowhere close to as good a physical shape as you're in. I said, well, chances are those men don't know my Jesus. I said, he promised to renew my youth like the eagles, so I call him in remembrance of his promises. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, my driver's license ran out. So I go over to Denton, and I got up there, and the lady asked me a few questions. You know, that proves I can hear. And had to fill out the little form there that's got real small print, and I filled it all out, which proves I can see. And so then when she said, okay, look in that little thing there and read line 5. I looked in there and I read line 5, and she said, wow. She said, you know, on your old driver's license, of course I hadn't been in like 12 years. She said, it says here that you have restrictions. You're required to wear glasses. I said, yes, ma'am. 12 years ago I had to wear glasses, but I said I don't have to anymore. She says, are you getting younger? I said, as a matter of fact, I am. I said, I'm claiming God's promises of Psalm 103, verse 5. He said, and he renews my youth like the eagles. So I said, I'm getting younger every day. And I said, and now I don't need any glasses to do it. She said, absolutely not. I said, you're ready? Perfect. She said, you don't need no glasses up close or far away. She said, wow. She said, usually when men get your age, they're falling apart. I said, but you run into one that believes the word. And I believe God's word. Now then, if we believe God's word and we really believe the word that we are redeemed from the curse and all these promises belong to us that he wrote in there, then why do we go around saying, oh, I'm just old and I can't get around, and, you know, I'll just, when I get another year old, I'll have to have somebody help me. Is that what we do? I mean, men that don't know the difference, that's what they do. When somebody says, when are you going to retire? I say, well, last month I put a new set of tires on my pickup. That's the closest thing to retiring that I'm ever going to do, is retire my pickup. But I said, I'm never going to quit. He said, you mean you're going to do this forever? I said, well, I don't ever plan to quit what I'm doing. Little did I know that God was fixing to quit me in that job.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Nail Our Sins to His Cross, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.